Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and the rhythm is gonna get you. It's coming out of the dark, but I don't want to lose you. So get on your feet, reach, and conga. I never want to lose... Oh, no, I'd read that already. I never got to...
Take two. Oi, oi.
I never got to tell you about my everlasting love, so let's turn the beat around, because I'd do anything for you. I live for loving you. One, two, three. I see your smile.
It's right here.
Joining us today are the usual someones who come into your life, including Kevin. I forgot I did this. Kevin, Jager. Kimberly, our famous Dr. Beat game master, unofficial babysitter for the hour. And with us today is somebody who you may have seen and on your feet, as you may have guessed from the intro.
The whole
exactly. On tour as... I wrote on tour as Emilio Estevez. That's not true.
Estefan,
yes. In Mighty Ducks the musical.
Estevez was Paul Abdul's ex-husband.
Yes. And
what a different musical that is.
Straight up, not
into
tell
it.
Me.
Yes.
The story of Paul Abdul and Emilio Estevez.
And you know that cat from the one music video would be in it.
100%.
Yeah. 2 steps forward, 2 steps back.
Yes.
But you can you saw him on Broadway or on tour, and you can currently see him and Elvato on Netflix.
Ow!
Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Mauricio Martinez!
Woo!
You all ready for this?
Welcome!
Thank you. I'm drunk already. Salud!
Cheers!
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Which in Spanish means health, good health.
Yes.
Salud.
L'chaim.
There you go. Which in...
To life.
There we go.
Hebrew.
To life.
Right?
Hebrew.
Yeah. Sure. No, that's true. I'm not sure. Like, whatever.
Yes,
that's
actually true. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
me.
We're
super happy to have you. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. But first, let's do What Are You Drinking?
What are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
I was going to harmonize.
Oh, yeah. What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking? What are you drinking?
That was
really great. Ooh, I like that.
That's
so good.
And then you call it.
Right? Listen, what is it? 100 and something episodes, 150 plus episodes in, we're still discovering things.
We're finding it.
A lot of us, I don't know about Kimberly, but I know the three of us drinking Milagro tequila.
So good.
Really smooth, really nice. This is the añejo?
It's the reposado.
Oh, the reposado, nice.
How very Mexican of you, I love it.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. Tequila Milagro, which means miracle.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like a miracle.
Yeah, reposado, which means it's rested. It's rested.
What is it when it's leyenda?
Leyenda del milagro, the legend of the miracle.
Oh.
Or the miracle's legend.
This tequila just got fancy.
Right? It sounds like a telenovela, right?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Telemundo, right?
Oh, when I was in Spanish class in high school, I was taking conversational Spanish, and we had to watch telenovela on Telemundo. And so we watched Carita de Angel.
Carita de Angel.
Do you know the show?
Yes, I know. I have friends in it.
Really?
Yes.
It was one of my favorite things ever because, like, half the characters were nuns, but they, like, all come out in different wigs. So it would be like one, there's one character specifically who, like, she would be like in a full nun outfit, but like a bright purple wig. And then the next scene, it would be bright blue. And then it would be like red. And they never discussed why she had these wigs.
Well, they never discuss a lot of things.
So, do you think that in your high school, they're still showing that same episode or they've updated the episode?
Oh, no. Well, we were watching it like live. Like, it was like the teacher would tell us, go home, watch Telemundo. And it's on at this time.
I love it.
And then we would
Carita
watch
Carita de Angel, do you know what it means?
It was a little angel face.
Yes. I
love
it.
There's
a theme song and everything, and it goes like that. A friend of mine recorded that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a fun Broadway trivia.
Yeah.
In that in that soap opera, Libertad Lamarque, which is a very famous Argentinian actress, played one of the nuns, the older nun.
Uh-huh.
She passed away. Like some years ago. I don't recall, but it's legend says that in Argentina back in the day, a first lady of Argentina, who then a very famous British composer wrote a musical about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had a quarrel, and Libertad had to leave Argentina, and she moved to Mexico and became famous because she couldn't go back to Argentina.
Because she was like, these roles are mine.
Now I'm gossiping about like people I don't even know.
I love it.
But there you go.
Cats is a crazy musical.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So anyway.
Where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At Martinez Mau, which is, somebody has Mauricio Martinez. Mm-hmm. Even my publicist in Mexico, my manager, has been trying to get it, but
sure.
they won't release it. So whoever you are, God bless you. I am at Martinez Mau, which is kind of my nickname. Mau, mm-hmm. People call me Mau.
Sure.
And that's also my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And my Facebook is Mauricio Martinez. You find me like that, and that's my official fan page.
Awesome.
So,
do that.
I don't have Snapchat.
Okay.
Good.
Although I do love their filters. They're fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course.
Sometimes I'll update my Snapchat just to get the new filter, and then I put it on Instagram.
Do you still have... Do you remember MySpace?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember High Five?
No.
No. I know Friendster.
Friendster.
I remember
MySpace,
Friendster. I didn't do
High
Five.
And Messenger. Well, Messenger, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow. AIM. What a time.
Right?
Well, what was your original...
MySpace?
AIM account. The AIM account.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Yeah, what was your... What
AOL.
Was your, what was, do you remember your original screen name?
Probably Mauricio Mexico or something. Some cheesy stuff. Like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm like the president of Mexico. Sometimes I think it's only Salma Hayek and me. But that's not true.
Let's dig into some of this. Let's just start with... So you've done a ton of shows in Mexico. You're
yes.
on Broadway and you toured with On Your Feet.
On Your Feet, yes.
Let's just dive in. What's the difference between an American audience
mm-hmm.
and a Mexican audience watching musical theater?
Well, I have to say it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
Because they're theater goers and
mm-hmm.
they're spending a lot of money
mm-hmm.
because prices are not cheap
mm-hmm.
for theater in any country, I think.
Right.
And
but to know.
Find
good
the one
to know.
Where it is.
And they love theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the difference is that here, specifically in New York and in America that I toured, Americans have a true passion for theater that not a lot of cultures have, because I think it's in your DNA. You were like
mm-hmm.
born and raised with Broadway, not only musicals, but with theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get audiences to go to theater sometimes in Mexico or
sure,
Argentina
sure.
or Spain or other Spanish-speaking cities
mm-hmm.
of the world, just because it's not the same as Broadway. You know, Americans love theater. And just touring across the nation, I found out that people really do subscribe. There's such a thing as subscriptions.
Yeah.
So you get it in the mail, and
mm-hmm.
you become a part of this family of theater goers that
sure.
go every month
yeah.
to see Hamilton and, or
mm-hmm.
Matilda
yeah.
or
yeah.
On Your Feet or
mm-hmm.
whatever musical is touring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a thing. It's like an event.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that in Mexico. Like,
sure.
it's either Mexico City or that's it.
Yeah.
If you do another regional production of something, it's usually for school
mm-hmm.
or it has to be. In my case, I've done two productions of big musicals
mm-hmm.
in my hometown of Monterrey, Mexico.
Okay.
But they're limited engagements.
Sure.
And it was like literally a weekend or two.
Yeah.
Because that's oh. all the audience you can get. Like,
sure.
It's,
that's the yes. amount you're going to
pay. And
space.
Here, people, I think here and in London... specifically,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
people plan their trips around the theater,
yeah.
what
yeah.
shows they're going to go see.
Mm-hmm.
I see my family, I see my friends from Mexico, they plan. I've done it before as a tourist when
mm-hmm.
I lived back in Mexico.
Yeah.
I think people plan their trips to come see theater specifically, and they literally will get their calendars and be like, okay, Monday I'm going to go see Phantom. Tuesday I'm going to go see Miss Saigon. Wednesday I'm going to go see a matinee. And then at night, Blue Man Group. And
it's
then
a trip.
It's an exhausting trip. Because then you're shopping all day long. And you go to the, in my days, you went to the Twin Towers. Now you go to World Trade Center or you go to Chinatown, wherever.
Yeah.
You're a tourist all day. And if it's the summer, you're like sweaty, blah, 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 and you're going to drink.
You're
and then by the time it's
8
p.m. and the lights are off, you're sleeping.
And you spend
$300 on a ticket for Amazon and you're sleeping.
So poking your dad away.
You know what I mean? So that's when you like take like a 5-hour shot or you know, like. I don't know, but I've done it in the past, literally, because I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to lose all that money, and I'm a Broadway performer, I'm a Broadway lover, and I want to see the show, but then exhaustion kicks in, and you're like, oh my God, I'm like literally breaking my neck, trying to watch West Side Story at the Palace Theater. I'm like, oh my God, was that Karen Olivo
there? I've ever seen.
Maria. But anyway. Oh,
flashing back, do you remember the first show that you saw in Mexico that kind of made you fall in love with this?
There's two specific shows that I saw. One was a straight play, The Little Prince. And I have a story with that because my mom used to play me the movie.
Bob Fosse.
With Bob Fosse,
who
was a serpent.
Absolutely.
The snake. And I thought I was the Little Prince.
Sure.
And my mom made me a costume of the Little Prince.
My mother
literally kicks ass doing costumes, and she's an interior designer and a painter, so she has gold in her hands. She's really good at it. And I would literally drop dead as a Little Prince in the middle of the living room for hours as a 4 or 5 year old, and people would like step over me, like or jump my body, because I was pretending to be dead for hours being the Little Prince. That was the child, the kind of child I was,
because
I was performing.
And wonder she made you a costume. She was like, I get 4 hours off.
And I had the snake and everything. So when I was like 6 or 7, we had a school field trip to the theater to go see a production of The Little Prince, which was not a musical, which was a straight play, and it was done by starring a very famous Mexican actress, kind of like what Kathy Rigby did with Peter Pan.
Sure.
They did that with The Little Prince.
Cool.
Like a female, older woman would play The Little Prince.
Sure.
Her name was Susana Alexander, and she's a wonderful, wonderful actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's done tons and tons of plays and movies and everything.
Yeah.
She's one of the greatest. And so I saw her, and that changed my life. I was like, wow. People can do this, you know, for, I don't know if it's for a living, but people can actually be on stage and portray someone else. And a movie that I watched as a kid can be done on stage in my language.
Yeah.
Because the movie was in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Grease. Growing up, I always wanted to be John Travolta.
I
think secretly I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John, but or just wanted to make out with her when I was a kid. And I still like girls, but I had a huge crush on Olivia Newton-John, and I wanted to be John Travolta. Like I would dance like him.
Sure,
I was a weird combination between John Travolta meets Michael Jackson meets Patrick Swayze kind of thing.
Sure.
Like I wanted to
That's
a good combination.
Yeah.
So I would dance and perform. And Grease changed my life. I saw it on a Betamax. You say tomato, you say tomato. And I would watch it day after day after day. And there's this very famous group, pop group in Mexico City, in Mexico, called OV7, La Onda Vaselina, which means the Grease groove that still goes on.
Mm-hmm.
They're all my age. But when they were started as kids, they based their career on Grease. So they looked like Danny and Sandy and Frenchie and all that. And they did the show. And they toured all over the country.
Mm. So like a cover band that was a cover band of a musical?
Band of a musical. But
they were in the musical?
Yes. Because,
this is my dream.
Because the manager, listen to this,
incredible.
Because the manager of this group, Julissa, is like our Sandra D kind of thing, or more, because she's the woman that introduced musical theater to Mexico. She's now in her 70s. She's a very established actress and singer and film star. She comes from a family of theater goers, theater producers, and entertainment. Her kids were in another group in the 80s that did Grease. And then she created this group with kids that were my age that toured with this concept called La Onda Vaselina, Grease Groove kind of thing.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. And now, listen to this now, yeah, this group, this now they're thing? All in their 40s. Uh-huh. They're married, successful, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And one of them and their brother are my Mexican managers. They run this company, huge company.
Full circle.
Full circle. And they manage actors, actresses. They have their own record label. They produce concerts. They do a lot of work. They're probably one of the biggest entertainment firms in Mexico.
Well, this is nuts.
And they're still going, and they started doing Grease, playing as Grease. And it was my dream to be one of them, to be like sure. on stage with them.
Yeah.
That never happened until I was like 35, and I was friends with them, and they were doing a concert, and they asked me to step on stage, and
did
I
you
danced.
Die?
I'm still here, but I kind of died there for a little bit.
Cheers to that.
So that's it's like
amazing. That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
I wanted cool. to do the
answers. Yeah.
I know. But anyway,
do you remember your first Broadway show?
Yes, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay. It is a tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I knew the story from the Disney film.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I knew the musical because when I studied theater as a teenager, we kind of did a musical review. That was with Broadway musicals, mm-hmm. and I played Cogsworth in that review.
Cute. Nice.
Many years. Well, not many years, for a couple of months. And mm-hmm. then...
20 years.
20 years. I was 17.
That's
how it felt.
Yeah, you're a method actor. You waited for this spell to be broken.
Of course. I'm still waiting. The pedal yeah. has you, not
you,
fallen.
You can't see him. He has a clock.
And do not go in the West Wing. but then... I have a beautiful story about Beauty and the Beast because it was my first Broadway show that I saw when I came to audition for AMDA, the school that I went to 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother brought me to New York and I auditioned for that school. And that night he told me, I'll take you to a Broadway show. Which one do you want to see? And we went to the Palace Theater and saw Beauty and the Beast. So it was my first Broadway show as an audience member. I had already seen some musicals back home, but never sure. a Broadway show yeah. on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I bawled and I laughed mm-hmm. and I cried and I wanted to be the Beast. Then a year later, I moved to New York and I started studying at AMDA. And at nights, I got a job at the Palace Theater selling merchandise.
Yeah.
So every night it was my job to bring in the little cart with the little like Gastons and bells and beasts and yeah, pencils yeah. and erasers and mugs and all that. And I would watch the Beast sing his song. Night after night. And that was the first song, If I Can't Love Her, the big ballad that mm-hmm. closes Act One, was the first song that I ever worked on at school. Mm-hmm. And in musical theater school, I don't know, well, AMDA specifically, mm-hmm. the one I know.
Yeah.
The first semester, you work on one song the whole semester.
Oh,
they
wow.
teach you how to really break it down.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful teacher that is now my friend and I love her, Elaine Petrikoff. She mm-hmm. has this chart that you literally break word per word per word, and you like, mm-hmm. she makes you work that song like a monologue, and like you learn it upside down. And so I worked and worked and worked and worked, and I would tell her every night, every day, the Beast did this like yesterday.
Sure,
that
sure.
night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was so excited. I was such a nerd.
Yeah.
And I was 18, 19. So the show closes 10 years later. On Broadway,
mm-hmm.
life took me back to Mexico City. I was doing my thing with Mexico,
mm-hmm.
telenovelas and recording and stuff.
Sure.
And I was called to audition for Beauty and the Beast. They were reviving it, the 10-year anniversary of the big production company in Mexico
uh-huh.
that had started with Beauty and the Beast, was reviving it. And I thought to myself, I'm too skinny, I'm too small. They're mm-hmm. going to go, like, used to Broadway, what I saw was
mm-hmm.
beasts are usually, like, football players. You
right.
know, like, they're big and tall
they're
and
beasts.
Strong. And they asked me, do you want to audition for Gaston? And I said, no, I would really like to be seen for the Beast. So I did it, and I was like, oh, I probably won't get it. And I got it. So
this is awesome.
The actual castle and costumes that were on Broadway...
Or what they used
in were transferred to Mexico City.
Oh, this is so cool.
And that's what I, yeah.
This is an amazing
awesome
story.
I need to write a book, right?
Yeah.
And this is like 1% of my life. Yeah. My life is a musical telenovela
yeah.
in both languages.
Well, just
that's all you have to call it in both
yeah.
languages.
In both languages.
Yeah. That's your book.
I mean, every story you've told has been full circle. It's so
yeah.
incredible.
And that, yeah, I have many more.
Well, on that note, let's play a game.
Oh, let's
okay.
play a game.
Let's do a game.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's play a silly game first.
I love it.
They're both silly.
Okay. As we drink tequila.
Yeah, exactly.
I might add.
Yes, we'll get the sillier one will come next.
Sure.
But we're going to just play a round of Dirty Hands on a Hard Body, great, which is a game that they know. Okay. So we can put two hands on the table. It's okay. A categories game.
Okay.
So we'll come up with a category. I mean, oh, I am like, what did you call me? Dr. B?
Dr. B.
There is a beat to this game.
Dr. B.
Except it's a queen beat, so it's just like the real Rocky beat. So you're going to do, if I say like, the category is colors, we'd go blue.
Red.
Orange.
Purple.
Blue. Oh, no, I said it again.
Oh, Kimberly.
And so then I would put one hand up.
Characters from Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Do I start?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Belle.
Lumiere.
Gaston.
Babette.
Cogsworth.
The Beast.
The Footstool.
Oh, shit. I was thinking in Spanish.
What was it in Spanish?
La sal y la pimienta, salt and the pepper. Because they really do exist and be a guest.
Yeah.
And their daughter, Paprika.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Oh, no. So you get to pick a category.
Okay. The category is Broadway Divas.
Oh.
Yeah. You may begin.
Barbara Streisand.
Patti LuPone.
Christine Ebersole.
Bette Midler.
Bernadette Peters.
Donna Murphy.
Oh, good one. Ooh. Shoshana Bean? Can I?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Leslie Uggams.
Yeah.
Ashley Park.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
With that voice.
Ethel Merman.
Ooh. Frankenstein. I know, I
Frankenstein!
What musicals has she starred in? I am dying to know.
Yeah, she's known for...
Does she riff?
No.
Is she a doesn't. Belter?
She tries to, but her head falls off.
She's not a belter, she's a bolter?
Yeah. Yes! So good.
Frankenstein.
I don't... I was
you're
thinking,
the worst.
I don't know. I
was thinking... Like Sutton Foster?
Megan
like you're trying,
Michael... What's her
I was
name?
Thinking Young Frankenstein in my head.
And with Megan... What's
Megan Mullally.
Yeah, I can't
or,
say her last name, but I love her in Will and Grace. Yeah.
Sutton Foster, and I said Frankenstein because oh, right. That's what you do.
Because you
moment.
Like Schubert Hensley better.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He puts on the Ritz. Let's do
so your turn.
Shows nominated for the most recent Tonys, and that could be anything.
In any category.
In any category, it doesn't matter.
But 2019 Tonys.
2019 Tonys.
For let's just call it Tones. I don't know why that was like cool
the Tonys.
Okay.
The Tonys.
Okay.
Oh, I'll start. Hadestown.
Be more chill.
What the Constitution means to me. I'm ambitious.
And too proud.
Tootsie.
Why can I only think of Greece? I was thinking of Billy Porter. Why was Billy Porter there? He was in Greece.
Because it's revived every year. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I was going to say Beetlejuice. I was so ready. Beetlejuice. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I was ready with Cher Show.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird? Cheers.
Right? That's actually my joke. When I'm, like, really, really famous in this country and I become, like, very rich, hopefully soon.
Sure.
My dream is to have my own tequila and I will call it Mockingbird.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's very theatrical.
Yeah.
Very theatrical.
I need to register this idea before a listener.
Sure.
Like, but
you can, Mockingburg can sponsor our podcast.
There we go.
We'll drink it.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Love it.
Isn't it wonderful?
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's very theatrical.
Yeah,
it's
light I'm all about it.
Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Kimberly. And then the Mockingbird signature cocktail. Oh, no, we're without a hair. Flower in it. That's all I can think of.
Mock. Yeah.
Why can't I think of a category? Let's see. Characters with like full costume makeup, like the Beast.
Okay.
All right.
Shrek.
Ah!
The Beast.
Elphaba?
Yeah, sure. Donkey.
The Witch.
The Phantom.
Yes.
No.
I was like, Danny Zuko? His hair
Greece.
Is all... Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah. He's a T-Bird.
I messed
Greece.
That up.
Okay.
That's literally
so
all I could think
out?
Of is
I mean,
Greece.
Shrek.
I know.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, Beetlejuice is a good one, too.
All these
no,
SpongeBob.
Did anyone say Beast?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
No. I would have lost. good job.
Okay, this category we are going to do...
Mine's a vibrato, by the way.
Like that?
Yeah.
We're going to do... types of fruit.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you being very literal?
Yes, it actually has to be a fruit.
Okay.
Bananas.
Apple.
Nectarines.
Oranges.
Pears.
Pineapple.
Avocados.
Oh. Mango.
Peaches.
Cake.
What?
Fruitcake.
What?
No.
No.
Oh my god.
Fruit is a kind of cake. Cake is not a type of fruit.
I think oh my
fruit,
god.
You're right. Fruit I is a kind of cake. Kiwi. Cake is not a kind of fruit.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't
count. Blueberry, strawberry,
I appreciate it. But
no. Do I lose on my
you're
joke?
Out,
yeah,
yeah.
You're out.
That's fine. I'm going to drink more tequila. Yeah, I'm done. But I'm going
to. So you get
to pick
categories.
But yeah. For the three of us.
Sure.
Okay.
We all have one hand up, so everyone gets out each round. All
right.
Yep.
Fancy.
Let's do musicals with prominent Spanish characters.
Ooh.
Okay.
They don't have to be
Spanish.
They don't have to speak Spanish, but
they're
like
Latino characters.
But they probably can.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
they probably
can.
Or at least their mother shames them for not speaking it more than they do.
Is it my turn?
Yes, you start, Kimberly.
West Side Story.
Evita.
In the Heights.
On Your Feet.
I haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you two more.
Two more.
Man of La Mancha.
Yeah. Oh!
Kiss of the Spider Woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Chicago? I don't know. Well, then my mind went on Cheetah Rivera.
Well, but she's not.
Right.
No, one speaks Hungarian.
But I was like, oh, the Hungarian one, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's us. We're just the two of us. Okay.
And only us.
Notable Broadway replacements.
So
just actors that have replaced in a show and it was a big deal.
Okay.
Do you have to name just the actor or the show?
The actor, but like we should all know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair.
Got it.
Oh, so like such and such and such and such or just the such and such?
Just the name. Okay. Yeah, just the actor.
Oh.
Okay.
So if you mess up and we know what you're talking about.
I love that you started slow. You're doing the ballad version.
Yeah. The benefit of this is like you can just name a random actor or actress and we'll be like, oh yeah, we love that. Her
right, but we know.
You don't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, for example, like I would say like Pearl Bailey, who took over for Hello Dolly.
Totally counts.
Okay, so Pearl Bailey.
Bianca Marroquin.
You can just do Chicago.
I know, right?
Or wait,
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Shoshana Bean.
Good one.
Ooh. Jessica Vosk.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Jeremy Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stephanie J. Block.
Great one.
Which took over.
Javier Munoz.
Yes.
Oh, great. Yes.
Good one.
Come on.
One more.
I have like three.
Okay.
One more.
Taylor Trench.
Okay. Oh, good one. Pull that one out. Oh.
Bernadette Peters.
Yes. Great.
God.
Come on.
I can do this.
I believe in you. Three.
Two.
No, don't do the counting.
One.
I lost it.
Donna Murphy.
Donna Murphy.
Him.
Yes.
Mauricio Martinez.
Really, the
cast
is
so
Pinterest. The cast.
I won.
Cheers.
What do I win?
Nothing. Pride.
Oh, nothing.
You, you win the next couple questions we're going to ask you.
we have some more questions for you, if that's okay.
We do?
What's your favorite
Can you
musical?
Imagine if I were like, that's not okay. Like, what would happen?
You like rip your mic off and walk
you've
out.
You've reached
what
your quota.
Happen? Like, no.
I also like that you made us fancy that we're wearing body mics.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what's your favorite musical?
My favorite, that's a hard one. I get that asked a lot.
Sure.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I get that question a lot. Depends. Favorite musical that I want to do, favorite musical that I've seen,
Answer
or
them
favorite
all.
Musical yeah. that I've been in?
All three.
Favorite musical that I've been in is Evita.
Sure.
Reche.
Evita.
Yes, I was Che. I would have loved to be
Evita. Oh, I bet you were a spectacular Che.
I was Che in Kansas City Repertory. With Eric Rosen, who's their dear friend, who now lives here in New York.
What a good
and Marianne Torres was Evita.
Oh, beautiful.
She's so good.
She's amazing, and I love her. And she and her now husband, Nick Duckhart, were Eva and Perón.
Oh, he's in the tour.
No, they had they've been dating for years, but they're both from Miami. She's from Dominican Republic. He's from Argentina, but they were raised in Miami. They met here in New York, fell in love, and I met them. They're the cutest couple. I went to their wedding, and they're both extremely talented.
Her alphabet was fierce.
She's still doing it. She's doing it on tour right now.
Oh,
is she? Alphabet on tour.
Yeah, she's super fierce.
And Nick is doing Come From Away, the tour.
Sure.
And that was great. Che. My favorite musical that I've been in is Evita. I love it, and I would love to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite that I've seen, I think Miss Saigon.
Sure.
The first version.
Yeah,
I saw them both at the same theater. I love the second one.
At the same
one.
Time?
No.
Time travel. B12.
You're a time turner.
I'm a Gemini, but I'm not that much of a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini too.
There you go. When's your birthday?
May 27th.
May 23rd.
Wait, really?
Wow.
Cheers. Early Geminis.
Yes.
Love it.
Cheers.
Yes, and cheers to the Pisces. Here we are.
Pisces. Pisces, that's right.
I've been Aries Pisces cusp.
All right, slow down.
That sounds like a trilogy, Pisces, like a play trilogy.
Yeah, right?
Here's to the Geminis. No. What did you say? Gemini? You just said
Early Gemini.
That would be the first play.
Early
the second
Gemini.
One's Here's to the Pisces. And the third, you make up the time.
Well, here's
Aries,
the
Pisces,
Aries
cusp.
Pisces cusp.
There we go.
Cool,
that's like the trilogy.
Oh, that's an intense.
That's really
you can see the three shows in a single day.
Yeah.
Three tickets. Very Angels in America.
Yeah.
I'm 2, 8, and 11.
Which brings me back to my favorite play is Angels in America.
Yeah.
I saw it last year and I was just
blown away.
I wanted to be both Andrew Garfield and Nathan Lane at the same time. I was like, God, how do I get to play these roles?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was just so inspired. And favorite musical that I haven't been in and that I would love to be in or favorite show, that's a tough one. I would love to do Company.
Ooh. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By Bobby, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby. Yeah. I love that show.
That's great.
I love Sondheim.
So good.
And I've never done Sondheim.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
It's not very easy to do in Mexico.
Sure.
He's very hard to translate.
I can imagine.
That makes
very
sense.
Hard.
His rhymes are so, like, internal.
Very
and
hard. And I think, honestly, in Mexico, the only show that would probably do well would be Into the Woods because there's so many characters that people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, from fairy tales. But I don't see, like...
Company in Spanish?
Yeah, it's hard. It would be hard.
How
often... And Nine also. Sorry,
oh,
Nine.
Sure.
That's
I love that show. What's the ratio of musicals that are performed in Mexico that are actually fully translated or just done in the original English?
Oh, no, I think 99% of them are fully translated.
Mm-hmm.
They hire... Sometimes they even compete. Like, well-renowned writers, authors, or translators translate the musicals. And there's even competitions. I know that for Wicked, they did that. They called for and said, make up, like, do the translate Defying Gravity and bring it to us.
And they pick which
they
one.
They pick which one. And I think Steven Schwartz and, like, people that are involved with the creative team, and they have to approve it.
Wow.
It's a whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I translated Burn This many years ago,
mm-hmm.
the play.
Oh, wow.
Because I love that play.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see
and
it here yet?
Yes, I just saw it a couple weeks ago,
yet.
And it was amazing. I loved it.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, I did. It was
I
fantastic.
Fell in love with a text as a student.
Uh-huh.
I found it at Barnes & Noble's.
sure.
Then studying theater and acting in Mexico years later, I cast myself in a production we did there. It's very local and very low-key as Pale.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would love to be... the gay character that Brandon plays.
Character is so good. Gay is so good.
Did you, you said you translated it.
Brandon's
so
4
good.
Years ago. And it's still in the works. Like, there's a couple of friends of mine that are producers. And
that's nuts. That's
my
amazing.
Friend that wants to star in it wants to. Like, we might do it next year for a limited engagement over there.
Sure. Will you fly us out to see it?
Yeah. Great.
Perfect.
Here we come.
Yeah.
Well, things tour through Mexico City sometimes too.
Yeah.
And that would be.
And now it's
English.
In my hometown. They just actually Bianca was just there. She opened a venue in my hometown, Monterrey, which mm-hmm. has two R's, not one. It's not as opposed to Monterrey, California.
Sure.
Monterrey.
Yeah.
And they opened a brand new show. It's called Show Center, actually. And they a lot of Broadway shows are gonna stop there now. It's one of their stops. I wish On Your Feet did that.
Right.
It would have been amazing.
Can you imagine bringing that to your hometown?
It would have been amazing. And but I did do it in San Antonio, and which was probably the closest.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is the closest stop that I did from home, and I had all my family there, and it was
great. That was the closest you got to Mexico?
Yes.
Okay.
On tour, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Kevin's Corner by chance?
No.
Oh, no.
Tuesdays in the Corner with Kevin.
Worst segue yet.
No! I thought that
was a cute one.
Yeah.
So welcome to Kevin's Corner, okay, where I have three questions for you.
Should I be scared?
Maybe a little.
Should I drink more tequila?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's always a good idea.
Right. Can you drink the Legend of the Miracle, please?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God, so good.
The miracle.
This is the time of the episode where I refill my drink. So I encourage everyone to do so as well.
And you're drinking the Bar Hill gin?
I do have Bar Hill.
So I'm going to ask you three questions.
Okay.
And they all start out from me pondering the names of the three Broadwasted people. And then it goes into some weird places. So we'll find out what happens and we'll see what
kinda
answers
like
you
Kind of like Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just all beyond.
I think you mean...
Question one. My name is Kevin. Just like Kevin McAllister, the fictional protagonist of the hit film Home Alone that has inspired everyone that I know to yell, Kevin, what did you do to my room?
Mm-hmm.
Room 104 is an American television anthology series created by Jay and Mark Duplass that's set in a single room in an American hotel located in New York and explores the characters who pass through it in each episode.
Mm-hmm.
Episodes is a two-part ballet made by Martha Graham and George Balanchine that's set to Anton von Webern's Symphony, Five Pieces, Concerto, and the Ricerata in Six Voices from Bach's musical offering, which Webern, of course, arranged in homage to Bach, as Balanchine conceived the ballet as one to Webern.
Okay.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Sure.
So,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes. So my question for you is,
yes,
if someone was going to organize a concert in your honor, what three artists would you want to perform? What Broadway musical would you want to perform a number? And who would be the host?
Okay.
So it's a concert in your honor.
Yes.
So who are the three big, like, pop star performers you'd want to perform?
Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm coming already.
Of course. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Oh.
Good choice.
Front row.
This is an amazing show.
And Gloria Estefan.
Oh.
Done. Okay. Yeah. So what Broadway musical would perform a number?
The Lion King.
Oh, which number?
The Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because
everything's full circle.
In Spanish.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then who would be the host?
Whoopi Goldberg.
I love this.
I want to organize this concert for you.
Club Barbara right now.
Seriously. All right, question two. You're doing really well at this. Question two. Our game master is named Kimberly.
Yes.
Just like Kimberly Ann Hart.
My name's also Kimberly Ann.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
So it's Kimberly Ann Hart is the fictitious character in Power Rangers universe known as the Pink Ranger, who is played by Amy Jo Johnson during the first three seasons of the show, plus on the two feature films of the franchise, giving her the longest tenure of any female ranger in the series history, and the fourth overall.
Oh,
in kindergarten,
know that.
I said I was named after her.
Really?
But I was named after Kimberly from Days of Our Lives. Continue.
Have you ever said Kim Basinger? No.
No.
I would say that.
Yeah, she says
I tell people that I'm named after Kim Basinger.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, they're like, I don't get why, but okay. Overall is an unincorporated community in Warren County, Virginia, first known as Center Mills and later called Milford before they adopted their present name.
Okay.
A name day is a tradition in some countries in Europe, Latin America, and Roman Catholic Eastern Orthodox countries that consists of celebrating a day of the year that is associated with one's given name. So my question is, if you were a spy and you had to take on a secret identity right now, what would your new name be, and what would be your backstory? So, like, you're infiltrating an embassy where the three of us work, and you're a spy, and we're like, what's your name? What do you say?
Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez? Yes. And who is, what do you do, Juan Valdez?
I own a coffee company from Colombia.
Oh. Oh. Are you married, Juan Valdez?
No, I'm divorced.
Oh. That's even better, a divorced coffee man. I believe everything.
Okay. He's infiltrating the tea industry.
I want to make Starbucks disappear. Yes. Juan Valdez. Juan Valdez. It actually exists, by the way.
Does I was going to say, yes. There's a place in Philly called Juan Valdez.
No, there's a place on 57th Street called Juan Valdez. It's actually a chain.
Yeah.
Juan That's Valdez. That's why that sounded so perfect.
Yeah. Juan Valdez.
I was like, I buy it.
There used to be the commercials, right?
I don't know. I think
no, there used to be commercials.
Yeah.
There definitely used to be commercials.
If the owners of Juan Valdez are listening to this, call me. I can be a spokesperson.
Perfect.
Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez. All right,
here to destroy Starbucks forever.
Our host name is Brian.
Yes.
Just like Brian Ferry, an English singer and songwriter whose voice has been described as elegant, seductive croon.
Ooh.
Croon She Stars was a breakfast cereal by Post Cereal of North America. That's what Crunchy, that's what it's called.
I thought you meant cereal?
With C-R-O-O-N-C-H-Y.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, that was not a joke. That is a real thing.
Now I'm sad.
What?
Crunchy. C-R-O-O-N-C-H-Y.
So like you're mispronouncing crunchy.
Yes. Crunchy Stars was this breakfast cereal by Post Cereal of North America. The cereal was released in 1988 and discontinued
was
a year later.
Was it like in shape of Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé?
So the box featured the Swedish chef from the Muppet Show.
What?
On How the front that box. Croon. So it was, that was him trying to say crunchy. It was crunchy because everything he said, hoo-da, hoo-da, hoo. You can understand him.
How was that again? Hoo-da, hoo-da, hoo-da.
And apparently on the box, the Swedish chef has like a little like thing coming out, like a word bubble.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he's describing the cereal as cinnamonimony. It's so cinnamonimony.
I'm assuming it had a cinnamon flavor.
Yes.
Yes.
Cinnamon rabbits are a breed of domesticated rabbits that were created accidentally by two children, Belle and Fred Hausman, when they accidentally crossbred their chinchilla doe with a New Zealand buck and then mated that new baby with that new cross buck with a checkered giant doe.
Children?
And then, yes.
Whoops.
And the best part is it said accidentally. So they're accidentally mating multiple rabbits together. And then after the chinchilla doe, they took that baby and mated it with a New Zealand buck. And then a giant checkered doe and then a crossed California doe to create whatever the hell they created.
Seems like these kids just had pets that they did not look at.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
There was no parental oversight.
Right. Doe is a deer, a female deer. So my question is, what is one specific place in the world that is near and dear to you that you wish you could be transported to right this second? Aww. And if you could be transported there, what would you do?
Mexico City.
And what would you do right now if you were all of a sudden in Mexico City?
I would be in my favorite ice cream shop with my best friend.
What's it called?
Oh my God, Tepos Nieves. There's a town in very close to Mexico City called Tepoztlán, which is very mystical and very beautiful. It's like stepping into the set of Coco kind of thing.
Sure.
Beautiful. Cool. And there they have these kind of sorbets that are made on a big metal like container, and they're organic. Like true, authentic fruit sorbets. My mouth is watering. And they have very exotic flavors. They have like mango and kiwi.
Yeah, Kimberly, can you pass the paper towels, please?
And my very, very best friend and I would sit down at this very special place in Mexico City called La Condesa, which means the Countess, which is kind of like the Soho of Mexico City.
Okay.
Very artsy.
Uh-huh.
And there's this park called Parque Mexico, the Mexico park. And we would sit there and and just talk about life. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. This has been Kevin's Corner.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yay. No, before we play our last game.
Okay.
Last game.
Broadway stage.
Yeah. Just keep going. Can you sing for us?
Oh.
You have a show at 54 Below.
Yes, I do.
August 26th at 7 p.m.
Monday, 7 p.m.
So get your tickets, but yes. It's De Mexico to Broadway.
De Mexico to Broadway.
Can you explain kind of the concept, what you're trying to do that night?
Yeah.
What guests you may or may not have.
Yeah, I like the face you make. What guests you may or may not have. Yeah, pitch. He raises the pitch, raises the eyebrow.
Which, yeah.
Yes, shows shoulder. Yeah. Like,
there's a whole movement. There's
yeah,
a whole
he's smizing right now.
Going on. yes, I did it last year as a celebration of the year that I was finishing since my Broadway debut in July 2017 to July of 2018 when I did my 54 Below debut.
Sure.
And I did my first show of the Mexico to Broadway there. I sold out, and it was a great success, and it was a beautiful night. Mm-hmm. They asked me to come back, but I was on tour.
Sure.
And then life happened, and I had to go back to Mexico, and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm back, and before I start my next project, which is literally that day, I start rehearsals.
Oh, wow.
I need to leave rehearsal, like, early to make it to my own sound check. It's ridiculous. But I love it. I'm booked and blessed. It's always a blessing.
Right, amen.
Thank you, producers, for letting me do this
for real,
my
right?
first day. And thank you, my manager, who's handling all. I love you, Pam. I love you. And I'm gonna run to 54 Below and do this show again, but with changes. I've changed some stuff. And the Mexico to Broadway, it's the title says it all, I think. It's the journey of my life and this love affair that I have with New York. Being a Mexican immigrant, a boy that dreamed with being on Broadway. I didn't know what Broadway was. I just watched movies that my mom would play to me, like Grease and Sound of Music and Hello, Dolly. And all. I didn't know that most of these movies came from a place called Broadway. And that Broadway was in New York. So when I moved to New York, I tell those stories about my first audition, my first love, and I literally age.
Your favorite podcast, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's a whole song. Right. Yeah, that's the 11 o'clock number.
Yeah.
It's the power ballad, actually.
Oh, wait, this is great. Yeah. And you have some guests?
Yes, I do have some guests confirmed. Alicia Humphries, who's a dear friend who can
melt her face off.
Yeah. She cannot sing, really.
I cannot sing.
Yeah, you keep inviting her out of obligation.
I keep telling her, listen, Alicia, you need to step it up and hire a vocal coach because you need it.
Figure it out.
Especially the riffing part is not her forte. She's not talented at all.
Nope.
But I'm she's doing anyway, she's gonna
she'll be there
and we'll see if she can sing on key.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's an honor to share the stage with her. She's a dear friend. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a very special number. I may or may not have a RuPaul Drags Race contestant that is a dear friend of mine.
Sure.
Who I've worked with. And I can't reveal her name yet.
Okay.
But
Kevin already bought tickets.
Yes. No,
my brain is going fast. Me like, who could it possibly be? And you've worked with her? I'll figure this out.
You'll figure it out. And I may or may not have one of my Broadway co-stars. And I may or may not have another fellow Mexican Broadway star.
This sounds amazing.
So it's a fun night.
Yeah.
Jaime Lozano, who's a dear friend and a musical director, is my musical director. And it's going to be fun. It's really a celebration of my life and everything I've been through. I literally aged 20 years as I started the show. I started a show as a five-year-old in Mexico, and then I ended as a 41-year-old guy on Broadway.
There's just like a tiny spotlight. You're like, today I am 5 years old. Yes. Yeah.
I am dressed in a little prince costume.
Yes. I open the show in diapers. And I end in a coffin. So it's very exciting.
Perfect. No.
Full circle. Yeah. Yet again.
Well, on that note, let's play a game.
Sure.
No, but
go get tickets. You can go to 54below.com.
Yes.
Again, Monday, August 26th, 7 p.m. 54 Below. Go see it. It's going to be awesome. We're so excited.
It's a hot new venue, guys. Check it out.
Yes. I literally live 2 blocks away, which is amazing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But now we can play a game that I dubbed on my subway right here, Famous in Love.
Okay. Famous in Love.
Because there have been a lot of musicals recently about, you know, a famous pair, Sonny and Cher, Emilio and Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Emilio Estevez and
Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem.
Wow, that's
an interesting
Cougar the musical. Right?
That's probably
out there. I'm gonna get deported. Musical about the time she was at the Playboy Club. I will write it. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't write musicals. So
maybe you should.
Yeah. But what usually those musicals will do is use the music of that pair
Totes.
To be the jukebox for that musical.
Okay.
I say no more. So what I have
I
for
say
us
no.
instead. Exactly. Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a pile of famous couples that are not musicians.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have a pile of famous couples that were or once were couples.
Okay.
That are musicians.
Like Ben Affleck and Angelina Jolie might be there.
Sure.
Right. Or J-Lo and Puff Daddy.
Oh my God. Oh, I should have used them.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying, like, random breakups.
Random couples.
Random Hollywood breakups.
What you will have to do is grab one of each.
J-Lo's my favorite.
And then write a musical about the non-musical couple with the songs
of the musical couple. Got it.
Great. Brian, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I need an example.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm inviting you all to see a musical called Where Are You?
Okay.
I Know What You Did, Where Are You?
Ooh.
It's a Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. musical.
Is it running only in the summer?
It only runs in the winter because I Know What You Did last summer.
Oh, right.
They have to live their lives first.
Is Brandy in it?
So someone plays Brandy.
Okay.
But the music.
She's been on Broadway.
The music is by NSYNC and Britney Spears.
Oh my God, perfect. Okay. So JT, I guess I should have technically written Justin Timberlake, but he was in NSYNC when he was dating Britney Spears.
So this is a last 5 years situation.
Okay.
Where she only sings the Britney Spears songs and he only sings the NSYNC songs.
Okay.
And then in the middle, they just recreate the 1999 MTV Music Awards where they all perform together.
Oh, wow.
And that is...
Oh, baby. That was a surprise to know.
That's a very good impression.
That's really good. Right?
So that's...
Get it.
And
her Instagram is my favorite.
I love her.
Hey guys, I have a workout today. I want to lose 3 pounds.
So that's
I want to parenthesis. I want to give a shout out to Moulin Rouge, the Broadway musical.
Did you see it?
No, but I just saw a run through, and it is truly one of the best things you've seen in your life.
Really?
And there is a Broadway Britney Spears
moment
song in it.
Oh yeah, there is.
There's a mashup of Britney Spears and Lady Gaga
in it.
No, because I don't think so, because there's actually going to be a Britney Spears musical.
Sure.
But, oh, true.
It's one of the best moments.
Oh,
like, I wanted to be in. I literally wanted to climb on stage and be like, can I dance with you guys?
I love
it's
those
so good.
Well, that's what happens
anyway.
When you get on stage at a Broadway show, you become part of the cast, as we saw in Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
True.
Right. Yeah. So you're now in Moulin Rouge.
You name your cat, and there you are.
Yeah. I am in Moulin Rouge. Yes. I'm a French prostitute.
Perfect.
Kevin, what do you have?
Okay. We have a new musical that's going to take the West End by storm.
Oh, dear. Do you fancy a glass of water?
I do, because it's the musical is called When Harry Met Meghan.
Oh.
And it's about Harry and Meghan Markle.
Is Harry a woman or a man? Is it a lesbian musical?
I like that idea. Okay. So now he is. So it's Prince Harry, but as a woman. And
it's a pants roll.
Meghan Markle as a woman. So it's a West End lesbian musical. And it's all set to the music of Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
I love that we say British and you automatically raise your pitch.
I don't know why, but for some reason I was like,
I can't talk like this. This is how British people talk.
Rex Harrison used to talk like this.
Yes, like, but everyone else.
But you went to Maggie Smith.
Whenever I become British, my name has to be like Cecil.
No.
So like, and to me, Cecil always has a very high voice.
And do you drink tea with honey or tea with milk?
Oh, never with milk.
Oh my God.
Cecil. Are you
wearing boxers or knickers?
Then you're not British.
Oh, do you bring people like milk?
Yeah, and they're dark and they're dark teas.
Cold blimey.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
You put milk in the teacup first because the temperature the sure. porcelain won't crack.
And that has been tea time with
Kimberly. Hi, I used to work at a tea shop.
So it's a very interesting musical where we talk about Harry when he decides to become a woman. And then he falls in love with Meghan Markle, who is an American socialite and a famous person and all that.
Oh, wow.
And then he puts a ring on it, if you will. And
like Beyonce.
Like Beyonce.
Queen B.
And so they sing lots of Beyonce music. And then there's some Jay-Z music, which I feel like I should know some of his songs, but I don't. So
I don't think he even knows his
yes,
music.
Yes, I don't think so anymore. Did he seem getting jiggy with it?
No.
No, he did not. Well, no. At least some of the songs that Jay-Z does, and we'll add them to the musical. But right now, it's just the Beyonce musical. And that's when Harry met Meghan.
I love it. Tony winner. Olivier winner.
Olivier.
You're
up.
Olivier.
Wow, that was intense. Okay.
Is it going to work?
It will.
Wait, is Tim Gunn here?
Can you make it work, designers? Designers.
Okay, so this musical.
Yes.
Is a reality show.
Oh.
Okay, a reality musical. I'm in.
Very MTV.
Okay.
Although I think VH1 produces it.
Okay.
In co-production with HBO.
Great.
Where?
We got the producers lined up.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I mean, that's the most important thing.
Yes,
to
of course,
get
we, got our,
we
need the backers.
We got our backers.
Yeah,
we're good.
The backers. Specifically with this one. So the musical is called I Want to Have Sex in the City.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And it stars Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Opposite Matthew Broderick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they sing the wonderful music of Ozzy Osbourne.
Whoa.
So Sarah Jessica Parker wears all black, always.
Sure.
Leather.
Yeah, like her wedding dress.
Stylish.
She has a whip and all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
red
that
hair,
kind of all black. Got
and
it.
It's there's cameras on stage following them around.
Oh, I like this.
And they have a daughter, too.
Sure.
There,
sure.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew's just Aussie. He doesn't speak. It's a featured role.
Sure.
He doesn't sing. It's a featured role.
Got mm-hmm. it.
The show's about him.
Like,
but
oh, hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just stands there.
Yeah.
As Aussie,
mm-hmm.
but he's a mute, really. He does not speak. And Sarah Jessica Parker just belts
the whole
Ozzy
time.
Osbourne songs.
Oh, wow. What are his songs, Brian?
What? Crazy Train?
Yeah.
There is actually a train on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
And it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You have to go see the show to see how crazy it gets.
Totally.
Right.
It also depends. A matinee, it's like a cray-cray train.
Yeah.
But at the evening shows, it's a crazy train.
And like, oh,
Starlight
little crazy
Express, they're on roller skates.
What's that?
It's like Starlight Express, they're on roller skates.
More like Cats meets The Life meets Kinky Boots, but with rock and roll, so it's very rock and roll.
Cats meets The Life meets Kinky Boots?
So
that is my favorite mashup.
They're
but with a British accent.
Yeah.
And, sorry, Jessica Parker.
I love this.
It's very gay.
Oh my God.
Cheers.
You know?
Cheers.
Cats.
And Liza Minnelli is always in the audience. Always. That's part of the
charm.
That's part of the train.
Can you imagine that contract?
Yeah.
So I just sit here.
Yeah. And they actually, they're in intermission, she's asked whether she sings still or not. And she replies to the audience. And you got to come see the show to see what Liza says night after night.
Oh my God, I love that.
Kimberly, what do you have?
Great. So I have probably the best musical that you'll ever see. Probably like off-Broadway,
mm-hmm.
somewhere. I'm trying to think of like almost like Here Lies Love at the Public,
mm.
where it was all like sort of happening around you, or like at Ars Nova Wildness
style. Oh, I was
going to
say Ars Nova is a good place
so
for that.
So this is an Ars Nova show.
All and right. like it is very immersive and you're like with them, but it is a two-person show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the story of Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Ooh.
To the Fleetwood Mac catalog.
Wow.
I would see that.
What's
and
the title?
And there's just a lot of flowing fabrics.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Yeah.
The Edge of 17.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like that.
And it is a story told in two parts. So I lied. There are not four characters. There are not two characters. There are four.
Okay.
And so you see Portia de Rossi and Ellen at the pinnacle of themselves. They come out. They introduce what's happening.
Are they 17?
They're not 17. Then they flash back to their coming out and coming of age
stories. Way back in the day.
At 17. And they, like, you know, those gut-wrenching ballads really come from there.
So it's like a chamber musical.
It's a chamber musical, I love yes.
it. Which one sings Landslide?
Or all
that's
four.
Not, that's not technically Fleetwood Mac, but...
It counts, though.
Like, right? It counts.
All four, that's the finale.
If you go to see a Fleetwood Mac concert, you're expecting to hear her song.
Yeah, but also Head Over Heels had some solo songs.
That weren't... Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That's the point where all four sing. Like Follies when they all sing at the same time.
Yep.
I love it.
There we go.
I love that. And then what was that game called?
Famous in Love.
I love it.
Ooh.
Cheers.
It's all
cheers.
Famous in Love.
Yeah. Well,
that brings us to the end of our episode.
Oh.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So fun.
I don't want it to end.
Yeah. Keep drinking. again, go see his show at 54 Below, the Mexico to Broadway, August 26th.
Can
that's
you
a Monday.
Say it? That sounds fancy when you say it.
The Mexico to Broadway.
That was exactly what I said.
Yes.
And
but without the passion.
The passion.
Passion.
7 p.m. 54below.com to get tickets. Go see it. It's going to be awesome. There may or may not be guests. And
right. Well, there's one.
Well, there's one. She may or may not be good.
Yeah. You can follow us at Broadway.
I'm figuring out which one of the reading RuPaul girls you got. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out.
Follow us at Broadwasted on Instagram, on Twitter. Our Facebook group is great.
Yeah.
We also have a Patreon.
Have you ever?
We do.
But we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Today says, if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby.
Oh.
If I can't have you, oh.
Oh, wow.
It's very Bee Gee of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Went from Gloria Estefan to the Bee Gees.
Yeah, because you did.
That's my whole journey.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Just, you
full
just
circle.
Said the Mexico to Broadway. Nobody's going to come see the show now.
I'm
so
sorry.
You just, like,
54below.com.
Oh, my God, did you play the Bee Gees? Did you do that?
Well, I did Saturday Night Fever.
You did?
That was my first Broadway musical in Mexico.
Yeah.
I played Tony Manero.
I do my research.
Yes, you do.
And you actually
Wait, you always
you,
John Travolta?
You were John Travolta.
So you were John Travolta.
Yes!
My dream came true.
Yes!
And it didn't have to be... And it didn't have to be in Luke Who's Talking of Pulp Fiction.
Right, no,
you know, I was...
John Travolta.
I was like my teenage... my childhood Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can follow him at Martinez Mao.
Yes,
right?
Martinez Mao.
Yep.
Martinez Mao.
As we end every episode, we raise our glasses.
We do.
Thank you.
And
really full circle.
Full circle.
Back to Greece.
Back to Greece. As we end every episode.
Zutiwa bump. Cheers.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.